have to go. I said, don't you realize that that could bring about thermonuclear war? They said, one little lady in the Central Committee said to me, we all have to die sometime. You can't start compromising your principles. You have to live by your principles. And I hope that America is aware of that. The Cubans are not the type of people you will change by bluffing, no more than you're going to change America. And we do have some realistic difficulties out there. We need a new change in foreign relations. We're going to have dialogue. We've got to have disarmament. My God, every minute it's increasing the dangers of war by accident. And no one lives in a thermonuclear war. And I'm all for Carter's efforts to re-emphasis of moral values rather than thinking pragmatically whether we have two more missiles than the Soviet Union. Mm-hmm. In the first place, if we had just a limited number of missiles, it's enough of a deterrent.
You know, millions of people visit Washington, D.C. every year. But why did your church get the Tourist of the Year award?
Well, the Washington Post gave us that because when we go into any area, we're ecology-minded. And so we cleaned up that pool that they had. It was a terrible thing. Many tourists come in and say they throw all their paper, their debris.
You mean you literally got out?
We got inside that pool. Some of us 70 and 80
rolled up
years
the pant legs.
Rolled up the pant legs and got in there and cleaned that city up like it had not been cleaned up. We do it every year, but just happened to be noticed yet by the Washington Post.
Do you think it's in most of the places you stop on the way
everywhere
to where you're going?
Everywhere we go. And as a result, I didn't do it for that reason, but we have found that it's won some people. In Georgia, they closed off, was it Georgia?
Yeah.
In Georgia, they closed off entire rest area to us. Wouldn't let us in, and we were so hot and tired in the summer last year.
Why'd they close it off?
Oh, racism.
The home of our, the former home of our present president.
Yes. They saw our buses coming with all those people integrated, and they felt threatened by it, and so they closed the facilities, but we got off the buses and began picking up paper, and the man who operated the rest stop.
3 hours that we had to do it. It isn't any easy thing to break through. But finally, the chap got a bit... he felt guilty, I guess, came out, opened up and disgruntled. But he watched us the rest of the day because we had a breakdown as a result of it. We needed some water badly for one of the motors. We had a breakdown in the bus. And he watched us for 10 hours, finally come out, old white southerner, typical. He looked like just like one of the rebels of the Confederacy. And he came up and he said, "That's something I want to do for you, folks." He pulled out a card and it was his Ku Klux Klan membership and tore it up in front of our eyes. That made me believe that it's possible to communicate.
How did you contain the people on the bus, you know, to work so many hours without anyone getting angry, really starting a hassle?
That comes from that long tradition of pacifism, you know. We are a gentle people that will do any measure to overcome evil with gentle measures and enduring measures, because we've seen it work with people. We have people in our congregation who are former members of the Ku Klux Klan, John Bircher in our congregation. It pays to try to persist with people. Love does overcome evil if you can endure. And it isn't my doing, it's a consensus. And we want to try so much to break down the barriers, and it did break down a barrier there.
You certainly provided the example, and I think people need to see an example, because that man that operated the rest stop, he was raised all his life, he was taught racism, but he was touched. He saw an older black woman walking hand in hand with a small Caucasian child, and he was touched by it. He saw integration working, and it moved him to call his membership in the Klan, which is unbelievable.
We called it the newspaper of the little segregationist town, and they took a picture of our oldest black woman, and our oldest, which was 106 black, and 97 white, and he took a picture right between them.
I don't know if he still lives in that area.
Yes, probably they ran it out following that kind of act. What do you ultimately plan to do with People's Temple? Now, before that, I understand that at one time you were very ill. Was it cancer or leukemia or something like that? And somehow through your psychic healing powers, you sort of healed yourself.
That was when I was diagnosed. Yes, I was diagnosed many years ago. I believe that mind is an untapped resource. When we see the Soviet Union, who are atheist and materialistic, they believe in dialectic materialism, when they're spending $1 million, as some people say, a day, studying the phenomena of paranormal, we better consider it. Dr. Flanders Dunbar said that she speaks of all these remissions, you know, one of our most eminent psychiatrists, just by attitude. So I think we underestimate the power of mind. We have seen a number of people in our congregation healed through love therapy, as we call it, and I would consider that that we haven't even begun to touch this resource. It happened for me. I'm not saying there's any panacea. I don't think it has anything to do with goodness. I don't think that it should exclude medical science. It's very important that we realize that spiritual healing or psychic healing is not a panacea.
All right, now where do you see people's temple going?
Right on, trying to plod wherever a need calls us. Last few days he called us the International Hotel. It's important that the system work for little people. And there would have been a terrible, terrible blight on San Francisco if there had been a confrontation there, because those little people were going to lay down and die. They were not violent. There were no weapons there, contrary to the statements of some, because I'd done a thorough investigation. They invited me in. We put 3,000 people around there, and we've heard it said that people realized that there could have been a volatile situation, and they stayed at the execution. I hope the community will allow little people at least at times to feel the system works, but if we don't, we're going to have there's going to be a combustion.
You mean they refer to your church as the International Hotel because you were so actively involved in that?
Well, I think some people do. They think we're the headquarters of the International Hotel. But we didn't even know the International Hotel until we saw their need.
That's better than being called Hotel Hanoi, which I can remember something very special in this country being referred to.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Pastor Jones and Michael Pope from the People's Temple. And as you know, this church, the People's Temple, and the Reverend Jim Jones have never failed to respond to public or private appeals for assistance in the pursuit and protection of individual liberty and freedom. Thank you so much for joining me tonight on Reactions. And I'm Julia Hill for KSFO.
KSFO.